नमस्कार। इंडिया इज अमंग द मोस्ट करप्ट नेशंस इन द वर्ल्ड। Lots of research agency has ranked us as one among the most corrupt nations in the world. Are perceived to be again one of the most corrupt bunches in the world. Now the irony is that somewhere down the line, 90% of our politicians who gets caught in various scams and various corruption deals and various cases, they get acquitted. The irony is that most of our politicians who gets caught in various corruption deals, various scams, gets acquitted from the court. Now, one doesn't know whether, you know, the whole world is against our political system and our politicians and then want them behind bars and finally they show their innocence and walk out. Or is the system supporting them to get them acquitted? Which is the enforcement agencies playing into the hands of the politician and ensuring that they get their acquittal. 2G scam, acquitted. Colgate scam, acquitted.
Commonwealth game,
acquitted. Sukram, acquitted. Other scam, acquitted. Every scam, think about it. These were scams which were talked about, shocking people, you know, there were hours and hours of television that was spent on it, hours and hours of debates on this, thousands and thousands and thousands of pages written about it, and all of this acquitted. Akhilesh, what and why is this happening in our country?
Sujit, the first thing is, of course, politicians have made money out of corruption. They are all filthy rich. They are shamelessly rich. But when it comes to the process of court or the process of justice or the process of convicting them, preparing a case against them, investigating them, you know, they are the guys in power. So they make the cases against them or they dismantle the cases against them. So they are always weak and watered down cases. Take the case of the Chidambaram family. The case against them involved only 6 to 7 crores of rupees. I mean, are you trying to say that a former finance minister of the country, a very powerful finance and home minister, corruption was only 7 crores?
And he himself is a very successful lawyer.
And he himself is a very successful lawyer.
I think his fee for a case would be 6 to 7 crores.
Is 6 to 7 crores. Correct. It's a joke on us.
Sukram,
3 crores.
3 crores. And they were,
he used to give telecom licenses for dozens of crores. Case against him was 3 crores. So, I think, to state the obvious, it's only a politician in power who gets a chance to earn corrupt money. It is he who earns it. And he is manning the system. The babudam is his. The political system is his. So, he manages the case against him very well.
Akhilesh, I have a different question. I have a theory on this. See, there is a, while you have, you know, you have oppositions and fights and abuses and all of that happening. At some level, there is something called as political camaraderie. You see, it is not Chidambaram's government now. It is Mr. Narendra Modi's government and Mr. Jaitley's government. Why is Chidambaram not behind bars? Raja was acquitted not in a Congress government, but in a BJP government. Why is he not behind bars? See, the point is, isn't there some kind of a camaraderie between the political community? Which is actually a sham.
I think what you're saying is pretty evident. It's like what they say in the Delhi cocktail circuits. They all finally drink on the same table in the evening together. So I think they do seem to be looking after each other's interests when each one is in power. So quite likely.
You see, somewhere down the line, the entire political system in our country works on corruption. Campaigning happens on corruption. Electioneering happens on corruption.
Horse trading happens on corruption.
So,
what is the price of the latest Karnataka horse?
You never know. Kumaraswamy with 38 seats became the chief minister of Karnataka.
So, he had the biggest pocket.
Possibly he or Congress or whoever. But I'm saying 38%, the person who didn't even get 18% vote became the chief minister of a state. Okay, so the balance 72% vote or 82% vote, my apologies, 82% vote was nothing, it was just out.
So it's a money game.
Yeah, so this money comes from corruption because this is not something that they earn out of.
It's anyway illegitimate money.
Is this now become a norm? Is this a chalta attitude? Okay, bhai, theek hai, corrupt hai, corruption hai. You know, you scratch my back and I scratch yours. Has our country come to that?
See, that probably might be the attitude for the ruling class, but I don't think it is the attitude really for the serving class. That is, I don't think the citizens like to look at it that way.
I'm sorry. I'll tell you what. You see, 90% of the politicians today are corrupt. They stand for election, they win. Genuine candidate who has very less money to spend on their campaigns because they're genuine, they lose. What do you call that? Isn't that our mistake?
It is our mistake.
And aren't we promoting corruption in some form or another?
We are certainly very insensitive. Our priority is not that at all. So we probably are so.
But tell me, Akhilesh, I'm asking this question again. Why does politician get scot-free?
Sujit, I think there are various factors. The first one that I said is, the system is manned by them. So they also ensure that the cases are brought in a design format that suits the judiciary and they are acquitted. But look at the other perspective of it. Which politician in his right senses today takes money directly? His stout stake, his broker's stake. So even if you have a smoking gun, it is against the broker. And the politician would disown him immediately. So where is the evidence? The evidence trail doesn't lead to the politician at all. In the Chidambaram case, it is layered in companies after companies, countries after countries, territory after territory. So they are ensuring that the documented trail doesn't come to them at all. And then they have mastered the art of legal corruption. So if a company gets a contract, a construction contract from a minister, a part of the contract is given to a minister's kith and kin as a subcontractor. So the money doesn't go to the minister by way of a bribe in terms of cash, but his kith and kin officially takes by check. So shell companies are set up, Benami companies are set up, genuine companies on paper are set up, and the money goes there. This is what happened in Robert Wadra's case. He didn't take money directly. He had a company which owned a small parcel of land somewhere in Haryana, poor chap. And that poor chap's land in 1 year from being worth 6 lakhs or 6 crores became worth 57 crores and he sold it to DLF. It was official money. But we of course know that the money was not clean.
So if that is the case, Akhilesh, if it was such a foolproof arrangement, then why do people get caught when they want to be caught? As in when the political will want them to be caught. Why was Lalu caught? Why was Chagan Bhujbal caught? You see, these are people who are caught recently. Lalu was caught and put behind bars. Why is Jayalalitha's friend Shashikala caught?
Maybe they were not part of the same system as they were sitting.
No, it is a very strange coincidence, isn't it? When they had to take over Bihar and they had to align with Nitish Kumar, they went and put Lalu behind bars. When they wanted to take over the reins of Tamil Nadu, they put Shashikala behind bars. So whenever the political system wants, the political class wants, they have the will. So somewhere down the line, don't you think it's a deliberate cover-up?
See, it's quite possible what you're saying, because there are a lot of times when we hear that a tax raid took place or an enforcement directorate raid took place or a CBI action took place. Evidence was found against so-and-so, which is a politician, but action never got translated into it. So maybe evidence was taken and used for a political settlement and the action was never taken.
So tell me, Akhilesh, I want to ask you as a layman. A lot of these politicians come from very small village, comes from very, very small families, poor families, middle class family and poor families. Okay, and all of a sudden you find them having a duple in Worli, having a bungalow in Juhu, you know, or possibly Lutyens Delhi. Tell me, isn't it visibly obvious that these people have got, they've made money, unless and until you tell me that they are awesome businessmen and, you know, during the day they do politics and in the night they do some kind of business and make this kind of money. Isn't this obvious?
The night businesses are very different.
Well,
let me tell you, the Egyptian government had evidence, and it was very clear that a lot of the billions of Hosni Mubarak were stashed in London. You know, the British government never cooperated. And resultantly, the Egyptian government has filed 15 court cases against the British Treasury in London, against the British government. The point is, they man the system, so they don't cooperate. So your small farmer or worker or your vegetable vendor from Nasik who became a Chagan Bhujbal, the system is favoring him because they are finally in the same situation.
And we too, as citizens, we too favor him. Okay, we too cry for somebody who's gone behind bars. We too, Lalu Prasad Yadav, you saw the reception he got when he was out on bail. My God, as if he's gone for freedom struggle and he's been bailed out after, you know, serving his nation, for crying out loud. Aren't we responsible for that too?
We are.
Akhilesh, how do we solve this problem? Is there a solution? First of all, again, pointed question. Is there a solution to this corruption in India?
You know, Sujit, the solution is not easy to come by. You'll recall many years ago, a diary of Scott called the Jain Diaries became very infamous. There were names of many prominent politicians in it, including L.K. Advani. And it was a very meticulous diary that was kept by a person in his own handwriting. And we thought it was the best smoking gun ever. But it didn't, clear the test of evidence in the Supreme Court. So Supreme Court said this is no evidence. They all got away scot-free.
Telgi, another example.
His diaries.
His diaries.
It was deemed to be not evidence. So will there be a solution? There'll be a solution probably if two things are done. There has to be a regulator and a very independent authority, completely disconnected with the government in every manner. But they never let it come. The Lokpal was supposed to be something like this. It never really materialized. And the second is punishment. That kind of punishment. You're cheating the state. You're letting down the country. You're looting the country. I think this deserves the highest punishment. I remember a few years ago, I was, at a French chateau near Paris. And beautiful chateau. The person who built the chateau, his picture was hanging somewhere there, and his bio data was written. The last line in the bio data was very interesting. It said he was executed by the king on charges of corruption. Do we have anything like that? It has to be there. Because you are looting the country. You are looting the common man. You are ensuring that the country remains poor by your political corruption. And it doesn't deserve some jail punishment. It deserves something far beyond that. We are miles away from that.
So strict action, strict punishment?
Strict regulator, a very strict investigator, completely cut away from the government with complete autonomy. And punishment where which is such a deterrent that nobody dare to get into it. Otherwise, this can't stop.
Before I conclude, Akhilesh, one very pertaining question. You see, we all are aware that, the enforcement agencies somehow have to please their political masters. So a lot of things are done because of their political masters and according to the wishes and commands of their political masters. Now, the thing is, do you think that the courts in India also follow some kind of a biasness when it comes to politicians and political dignitaries?
Sudhir, for some reason, the courts in India and their processes have been shrouded in some kind of a secrecy. And in such a situation, trying to very directly pass a judgment against the court becomes so difficult. But if you see the trend, very often you find that the court cases or the court judgments seem to side by the government in power. Maybe some kind of a nudge is given.
No, and the politicians. See, most of the cases, benefit of doubt normally is suffered by the suspect. Okay. He suffers the benefit of doubt. I have got cases. We just did a story of a Bangladeshi person who is behind bars in Tihar jail for last 10 years for a crime he claims he has not committed. He has not even seen. He's put behind bars for murder. And he says he doesn't even know who he's supposed to have murdered. This is his story. Whatever. I don't want to say good, bad or whatever. But seems to be true because he was 14 years. Assuming if he murdered, he would have been 15 years then. The point that I'm trying to make is, here is one man who is behind bars for murder, and here are people who who are just let go. Raja is out.
Despite murdering the economy and democracy.
Absolutely. Raja is out. Kalmadi is out. Ashok Chauhan is the MPCC president. For crying out loud, isn't the court aware of all this?
I'm sure.
Why is it that Salman Khan gets free? I'm saying Salman Khan is not a politician, but why does one get a feeling that there is a dual justice system in India? One for the celebrities and the powerful, and the other for the common.
Well, as long as such a feeling remains, and as long as probably we see symptoms of something like this, we don't have a cure on hand.
Absolutely. So that's it, gentlemen. I'm sorry. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. We don't have a better conclusion than what we have currently.
Sujit, you are the reason the conclusion probably is not better is you are talking about something that is impacting all our lives for decades together. No solution comes out of it. The very guys who are the accused are also the guys who pass the judgment on them. I think there's some pessimism to it.
Absolutely. So that's it from us. See you with another topic another day. Namaskar.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.